pleasure, we welcome all of you to Puna Yatra. This is a great blessing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to have this most precious opportunity to come together in the assembly of so many sincere Vaishnavas to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. The purpose of life, as Srila Prabhupada explained, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, is to inquire and pursue the highest truth. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically demonstrated how within this society, in the age of Kali Yuga, we could all achieve the highest truth. Prema Pumartha Mahan. And he declared that the highest truth is unmotivated, uninterrupted love for the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. People are chasing after the mirages of this material world, trying to find happiness where there is only pain, trying to create solutions which only intensify the problems. This vicious cycle of cause and effect, action and reaction, is keeping everyone helplessly bound to the repetition of birth and death. But the soul is longing and seeking for eternal joy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the simple means by which we can find that eternal joy, the eternal joy of our own eternal soul, which is part and parcel of Krishna, which Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunai Sravanadi Sudhi Chiti Koriya Yudhoi. By nature, the soul loves Krishna. But we have forgotten that love because we have misdirected that propensity toward the temporary, fallible objects of this mortal world. And in this age of Kali Yuga, the forgetfulness, or as Srila Prabhupada would explain, this dream that I am this body, this dream that I belong to a particular family, a particular caste, a particular nation, a particular species, is so strong that it is practically impossible to wake from this dream. There is only one way. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gathirandita. The chanting of the holy names of the Lord. This age of Kali is an ocean of faults, but this is the one benediction. And how to chant the holy names of the Lord? This is the most important of all questions which a devotee should be asking. Lord Chaitanya taught, Trinarapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. We should chant the holy names in a spirit more humble than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this way, we can constantly chant with a grateful and pure heart the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is a very difficult state of consciousness because we are trained throughout our lives to be building, developing, strengthening our false egos, defending our prestige. But Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying, kick it out. Learn to be a humble devotee, the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And the process he has given is very simple. By learning the process of serving the Vaishnavas sincerely, Krishna will give us that power by which we can actually be humble. If we act humble, if we tolerate our egoistic ideas, by putting the needs and the wants of other Vaishnavas before our own, by serving them in all ways, by all means, to please them, to encourage them, to help them, whatever that is required. These activities will make us very dear to Krishna. Because ultimately, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Suhishnana, this state of consciousness is only possible by the grace of Guru and Gauranga. And that grace comes in proportion to our sincere desire to serve the devotees and chant the holy names, hear the glories of the Lord. Every year, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have wonderful festival in Jagannath Puri. He had disciples, devotees, of all ashrams. We cannot say one was better than another, because in the world of Vaishnavism, the varnas and the ashrams are always subordinate to the sincerity and the humility of a devotee. Swarup Damodara Goswami was a great sannyasi. Gadadhar Pandit was also in the renounced order of life. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami. They were the very crest jewels of the renounced order. There was also Nakula Brahmachari, Narasingha Nanda Brahmachari. They were Brahmacharis. And we may ask, are they superior to the Grihasthas? Then we find such Grihasthas as Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed to marry, Advaita Acharya, who's known and glorified as Sitanath, the husband of Sita, his wife. And we have Srivas Thakur and his wife Malini. We have Shivananda Sen. These women, Janava, Sita, Malini, and these men in the Grihastha ashram, they were perfect devotees in every way. They were the most intimate, loving associates of Lord Chaitanya, as well as those in the renounced order. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Grihe Thako, Vani Thako, Sadahari Boli Thako, whether you are grihastha, whether you are sannyasi, brahmachari, vanaprast, if you chant the holy names with a sincere heart, you will achieve the mercy of the Lord and be free from all of the dualities of this material existence. So every year, Lord Chaitanya would call everybody. And whatever they were doing, they would leave it behind. Obviously, in Navadweep, in Santipur, in so many places, grihasthas had so many children, occupational duties. They left it all to come to be amongst the Vaishnavas, specifically and exclusively, simply to serve one another, to hear the glories of the Lord, and to chant the holy name. This is a very essential part of the process of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada also. Srila Prabhupada had so many centers throughout the world performing so many various activities of preaching for the welfare of humanity. But he called everyone possible every year to Vrindavan and Mayapur exclusively for one purpose only, just to be amongst one another, to hear the glories of the Lord, and to chant his holy names. So Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Nithai Gaurachandra have called us all here for this purpose only. And the gifts that we receive through this wonderful satsang will eternally remain within our hearts. This gathering is meant for the transformation of our consciousness. So during these next 4 days, there are certain rules which we live by. One, no gossip, no talking of anything of this material world. Do not discuss your business, your occupation, your family responsibilities. These things all have their place in your Krishna consciousness, but not here. We should only speak what enlivens and encourages the devotees in Krishna consciousness. We should only speak the names and glories of the Lord. And in every way, it is an austerity to be amongst many people. You may share your living quarters with so many, and share your toilet with so many. And everyone, our nature is that we all want to run and be first. But that is not Vaishnav consciousness. Consciousness of Vaishnav is to run to be last, to push everyone else first. If everyone else is trying to push everyone else first, then we will find ourselves in Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. So we should really be anxious to please, to encourage, to help, to serve the devotees. And for every event that is scheduled, we should be very much on time, because that is service. If you are late, your behavior is influencing others to be late. If you are late, you are causing others to serve you in the form of waiting for you. So we should be extremely punctual as far as possible, as service to the Vaishnavas. Next, we should be very enthusiastic. They once asked Srila Prabhupada, what if we do not feel enthusiastic? He said, you act enthusiastic, even if you feel nothing. And by that sacrifice in the service of Guru, Vaishnava, and Krishna, Krishna will give you enthusiasm. First deserve, then desire. This is the austerity for the next 4 days, to be completely enthusiastic. That means during the classes, we should be on the edge of our seats with our eyes open, listening very carefully. Because if you're sleeping in class, you're preaching. After all, the person giving class is not the only one preaching. Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit was preaching practically as much as Shukadev Goswami just by his attentive hearing. And because Maharaj Parikshit was hearing so attentively, all the assembled sages were hearing so attentively. Srila Prabhupada said, if you dropped a pin in that assembly, it would have caused a great commotion. That's how attentive and intense everyone was to hear. And this enthusiasm to hear the glories and the message of the Lord is actually the price of attracting Krishna within our heart. Srinvatam sukata krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantasto hyabhadra nividonoti suritsatam. And during japa, we should be very, very attentive. If you're sleeping during class, what you are doing is you are actually on a podium preaching to everyone else, go to sleep, this class is such a bore. This philosophy is so boring. Everyone, please, sleep. That is your message. And during japa, we should be very, very attentive. We should actually be working very hard. Japa is not just something that, like some of the meditation teachers, they teach, just let your mind flow like the river. That's all right. The only problem is your mind is flowing like the river toward the ocean of birth and death. In japa, we want to keep our minds fixed in Krishna and his name. Yato yato nischalati manas chanchalamastaram. Krishna doesn't say, let your mind flow like river. Krishna says, whenever your mind wanders, drag it back. We should actually be working hard when we're chanting japa. We work hard during our studies, we work hard in our occupational duty, we work hard to maintain our families. We should work even more hard to perfect and purify our lives by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And during the kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us a wonderful process of very loudly chanting the holy names, very attentively hearing that sound vibration, and very gracefully and with much enthusiasm offering our body to, for the pleasure of the Lord, in the form of dancing. So during the kirtan, after some time, your legs may be in pain. You may feel like going to sleep. But the austerity is to transcend the modes of passion and ignorance to transcend your own independent desires and surrender to the kirtan by dancing very joyously. Even if you don't feel joyous, you dance joyous for the joy of Krishna, for the joy of all the Vaishnavas, and for the joy of Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada started this movement by getting the devotees to dance in the Tompkins Square Park, and this was very happy. In fact, so many years later, sometimes he would look at Brahmananda and say, he was the first to dance. Yes? 10 years, 12 years later, when he would see Brahmananda, he would say, he was the first to dance. That's how dear this dancing was to Srila Prabhupada. Because this dancing is actually an offering of every limb of our body to the Lord by gracefully harmonizing it to the holy name. So the kirtans, we would like to be the most enthusiastic kirtans since the days of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal advent. This is our hope, that even the demigods in the heavens look down with great delight at Pune in Maharashtra and begin to sing and dance along with the devotees as they're chanting the holy name. Srila Prabhupada taught us the dancing should be very graceful, like the Panchatattva has demonstrated. And if you're standing in the corner somewhere, then you're preaching. You're preaching to everyone in the kirtan. This dancing and chanting is a harassment. Come, stand in the corner. Because actions speak louder than words. So whether you are a new bhakta, or whether you are a sannyasi, talking to myself, obviously. Let us really make a wonderful, wonderful sacrifice to enthuse, inspire, and encourage the devotees to take shelter of the holy name. Because when all the devotees are in this mood of service and sacrifice to one another, the combined harmonious singing of such devotees creates a sound vibration that is so pure that it could liberate the universe. It is so sweet that it charms and captures the heart of Sri Sri Nithai Gaurachandra, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and all the previous acharyas. So we have come for this purpose. 4 days of hearing Krishna's glories and chanting Krishna's names and humbly serving Krishna's devotees. And everything else, it will wait. Let us concentrate only on these 4 principles. And 5, eating Krishna's prasad, chanting, dancing, and feasting. The wonderful process that Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada has given to the entire world. And this year, the Lord has given us very, very special blessing in the form of some of the most exalted, worshipable devotees in all the world. So we would like to welcome these devotees. First of all, there is the senior most amongst us, Malati Devi, Prabhu, who was one of the original devotees to assist Srila Prabhupada in establishing this movement throughout the world. She helped to establish the second temple in San Francisco. She helped to establish the temple in London. She helped to establish temples in India. She was Prabhupada's personal cook for many years. She gave birth to the first child in the Hare Krishna movement. She was, and she always will be, one of the most intimate beloved daughters of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The service that she has rendered cannot be ever properly glorified. Somehow or other, by her kindness, she has come to be with us during this yatra. So let us all welcome Malati Devi. And we have His Holiness Srila Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj, who is also one of the senior most devotees of the Hare Krishna movement. Malati Devi came, I think, in 1967. You came in 1969? 68. In the early days, New York Temple was the largest, most powerful temple in the world. And every day, Jayadvaita Maharaj would give class. And people from all over the world would come to learn from him. He's famous and loved for his renunciation, his simplicity, his steadfastness, his complete dedication to guarding and preserving the original teachings and mood that Srila Prabhupada established. For this reason, we have to be very careful during this Pune Yatra. He was also one of the chief editors for Srila Prabhupada's books. And at this particular time, he is the editor of Back to Godhead magazine, the very publication that Srila Prabhupada himself personally wrote and edited as the very beginning of his preaching movement in the mid-1940s. So we are very much happy that Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj has so kindly come to bless us with His holy association. Let us welcome Him. We have His Holiness Srila Dhanadhar Swami Maharaj, who is very, very senior, sober and sincere disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He has, for many, many years, since the time of Srila Prabhupada, lived in Vrindavan. And there, he was one of the very building blocks of the Gurukul system within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He has trained hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young children in the science and the life of Krishna consciousness. And he's very well loved and known for his Vaishnav characteristics and his very analytical study and presentation of Vaishnav philosophy. He is actually a very wonderful scholar of our spiritual heritage, and he has become a Brijbasi by his wonderful love for Vrindavan Dham and all the devotees. So we are very much grateful to him for coming today. And also some of his disciples have come. One is Braj Kishore Prabhu. Can you stand? Arivo. Braj Kishore is in a band, a musical band called 108 Exawat. And in America, in Europe, they sing pure Krishna conscious philosophy through their songs. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, sometimes thousands of young people come. And literally, thousands of young people in America are chanting Hare Krishna and living according to the four regulative principles and accepting Prabhupada's teachings through this very unique and incredible preaching effort of Braj Kishore and some of the other disciples of His Holiness Dadadhar Maharaj. It is creating a renaissance of Krishna consciousness in the Western world. So let us welcome these great souls, Dadadhar Maharaj and Braj Kishore Prabhu. We also have the gracious presence of His Holiness Sri Chandramali Swami Maharaj, who is just a wonderful devotee. He came in 1973 to New Vrindavan and has just been such a steady, wonderful devotee for so many years. He is willing to do any service at any time for the pleasure of Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Over the years, we have seen him making butter. We have seen him cleaning pots. We have seen him distributing Prabhupada's books, doing Sankirtan. We have seen him doing wonderful preaching. He has demonstrated to us that all of these activities, they are all of the same exalted nature if they are done in a sincere mood of pleasing Guru and pleasing Krishna. He is a man who has given his life and soul, his everything, in the service of Srila Prabhupada. Let us welcome Chandramali Maharaj. And there is Sankirtan Prabhu, who is wonderful Grihastha Vaishnava, along with his wife Ruchi Devi. The two of Ruchi Devi is the very personification of just going on with her service with or without any attention or prestige. She has been a teacher in the school, silently, steadily performing this service for decades. And although she may be sitting in the background as far as the public, she is certainly right in the forefront in Krishna's vision. And Sankirtan Prabhu has so many wonderful preaching programs he's done over the years, but he's most noted for his acting. For a long, long time, he has traveled all over the world presenting wonderful Krishna conscious dramas and plays and stories. And on Saturday night, the most famous and loved of all of his dramas he is going to perform for our purification. So let us welcome Sankirtan and Ruchi Devi. And we have Gaur Shakti Prabhu, who is a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He lived at New Vrindavan for many years. He was the head of construction, so many of the wonderful buildings that were built there. And it wasn't easy. To be in head of construction of New Vrindavan in those days means whether you have all facilities or no facilities, your work must go on. It wasn't because of money, it wasn't because of skilled labor, but it was because of the unflinching determination and faith in such devotees like Gaur Shakti that the community developed the way it did. And at this time, perhaps the most important project in the history of the Hare Krishna movement, Srila Prabhupada's dream, which was the Vedic planetarium and temple in Sridhar Mayapur, to make Lord Chaitanya's glories famous to the whole world. It is the most extensive project ever approached under Srila Prabhupada's direct instructions. And of everyone in the world, of everyone in the universe, Gaur Shakti is the co-director for the entire building of the Mayapur project. And his good wife, Tilakini Devi, she is also, where is Tilakini? She's always been very merciful to the devotees in Bombay by providing so many wonderful services over the years, so steady. Through great difficulties, her faith in Guru and Krishna has always shined like a million suns. So let us kindly welcome Gaur Shakti and Tilakini. Any other guests too? From London, Rajabhumi Devi has come. And welcome, please. And from Columbus, so many devotees. Jambavati, Lalita, Gopi, Ashtasaki, Sita, Priya. Anyone else? Huh? Ah, yes, yes. And Gopalasya Priya Devi and Damodar Prabhu. Gopalasya Priya is, you all know her from so many years. She comes. She is one of our god sisters, initiated by Srila Prabhupada. And I don't know what to say, except that she's like my own mother. She's always so kind to everyone, always so helpful to all devotees, willing to perform any austerity. During the New Vrindavan days, she was on Sankirtan longer than any other devotee and collected more Lakshmi than any other devotee in history. Out of And Damodar Prabhu, very, very humble, sincere soul, who has, he's one of the managers and directors of the New Vrindavan community at this time. And Mother Rupa Rameshwari is here. She is one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples also, who has very much known for her dedication and hard work. We were explaining to the devotees the other day how when we decided to build that home for Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's palace, nobody knew construction. Nobody knew how to do any work. It just took people who were willing to surrender in the heat and in the freezing cold to just work hard. Lifting blocks, lifting, cutting wood, pouring cement, carrying rocks. And Mother Rupa Rameshwari was famous as the hardest worker, the steadiest worker, putting in the most hours to build Srila Prabhupada's home. And now, in her own way, she is still working so hard to build that house that Srila Prabhupada wanted the whole world to live. So let us welcome Rupa Rameshwari and Damodar Prabhu and Gopalasi Priya Prabhu from New Vrindavan. His Holiness Srila Giriraj Maharaj will be coming sometime. He's usually very punctual. This is his seat. So we will welcome him when he is here. But many of his very wonderful, illustrious disciples have come to give us their precious association. All their names I cannot recall. There are so many. But they're very sweet and beautiful relationship between Giriraj Maharaj and his disciples is something that has always very much inspired and encouraged all of our devotees. So let us welcome the disciples of His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. And if you serve them nicely, then you achieve the most auspicious position of being the servant of the servant of Srila Giriraj Maharaj. So with the association of all these nice devotees, the next 4 days will be filled with hearing, chanting, and dancing. And I pray to Srila Prabhupada and this year of his centennial, the year of the 100th anniversary of his appearance in this world, that this 1996 Pune Yatra be especially auspicious, and that his divine grace so mercifully flows into all of your hearts to empower you to do wonderful things for his mission. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.